Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Early Suffragists, by Harriet Isecki. We want equal rights, too. When the United States became a country, women had very few rights. Women could not own property or go to most colleges. Women were not allowed to vote. Many brave women fought to get equal rights. They gave speeches. They marched. Their work was dangerous. Some women were hurt. Some were thrown in jail. But this did not stop them. The fight for the women's vote was called the suffrage movement. Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony were two leaders of the suffrage movement. They were called suffragists. Suffragists support the idea of giving the right to vote to other people, especially women. Cady Stanton and Anthony were close friends. They made a great team. Anthony organized everything. She ran things well. Cady Stanton liked to write and give speeches. Some people were afraid to let women vote. There were those who thought it would hurt the country. They thought it would hurt families. Others thought women were not smart enough to vote. They thought women should stay at home. But women like Anthony and Cady Stanton did not give up. They kept fighting. Meet the leaders, Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was born on November 12, 1815 in New York. Her father was a lawyer and a judge. Her mother came from a wealthy family. The Cady family was big. The Cadys had 11 children.